N3WYG Milford, are you on? WB3KAS.
N3WYG, this is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Go ahead, Jim. Try again, Jim. I didn't hear you, sir.
There you go. Say, can you send me Doug's email address? I need to be in touch with him about the SET coming up in the fall. So if you can do that, I appreciate it. Murford, it seems I got a sticky space bar. Did you catch it? If you can send me Doug's email address, please. Thank you.
Jim, yes, I can send you Doug's email address. I'm doing it right now.
Roger that. Thank you. WB3KAS.
Good evening. The Maryland DC EchoLink Net will begin in approximately 2 minutes. We're going to let everybody join us. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you. This is KB3MXM.
KC3QPJ monitoring 14673.
KC3QPJ, KB3EOF. We're about to start the MDC section net, so stay tuned. We'll be calling a roll call fairly shortly. KB3EOF clear.
My apologies, sir. All right, I'll be standing by and monitoring.
All right, very good. We'll get started now. This is the Maryland DC section EchoLink. On Friday evening at 8 p.m., welcome all to the Maryland DC section EchoLink, an opportunity for our hams across the section to hear and share amateur radio information, related activities, community support while preparing for local needs and potential support during disaster and community events. On behalf of Chris, the Maryland DC section manager, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf, my name is Marty, KB3MXM. Our net may be linked via your local repeater in your area and also available on your desktop, laptop, mobile devices. To find out more about EchoLink, visit www.echolink.org. Once a month, the Maryland DC section EchoLink, or Maryland DC section, produces a newsletter for those in the section and outside the section to read about activities in and around our area. I placed the link in the chat box. You can find that on the Maryland DC section website that link's not right. Stand by. All right, we'll try it again. And it is sent out to our members, those that have elected to receive it via email through the ARRL website as members. We'll begin in just a moment with a little bit of extra news that's happening in and around the Maryland DC section. And then we'll take a moment for our repeaters and ham radio operators that are listening here on via EchoLink and via the repeaters to share with us here the activities that are happening in your area. This is KB3MXM. Please stand by. Now for some activities that are occurring in and around the Maryland DC section. First of all, I'd like to say that the ARRL headquarters will be closed on Monday, February the 20th, in observance of President's Day. On Saturday, this Saturday, 18th, there will be VE testing in Laurel. On the 25th, the Independent Hose Company will be hosting FedFest 23 in Frederick, Maryland, AmFest. On the 25th also, starting at 8:45 in the morning, NEMARC in Forestville, Maryland will also be providing VE testing. If you're near the eastern sections of the MDC section, you might want to visit the Sussex Amateur Radio and Electronic Expo. This is also the Delaware State Convention in Georgetown, Delaware on April the 15th. On April the 23rd in Odington, Maryland, at the Odington Volunteer Fire Department, will be the Maryland Mobile Air Spring Ham Fest on the 23rd. And if you're near York, Pennsylvania, at Eckler's Grove Park. The York Club will be having their ham fest in Spring Grove. Right? In May, on the 6th, will be the Greater Hagerstown Ham Fest, Boonesboro, Maryland, sponsored by the Antietam Radio Club. And the last one I'll cover here, it will be in May, another one in May, at the end of May, is the Howard County Fairgrounds for the Memorial Ham Day or Memorial Day Ham Fest at West Friendship, Maryland. Thank you for listening to that schedule, and please stand by. All right, let's go to some of our repeaters that are logged in and have those repeater call and check in with the net. Let's go first to K3ORB in Ocean City, Maryland. Please check in and call your stations.
Roger, Roger, Marty. This is K3WOC. Mark here in Ocean Pines with the Worcester Radio Group. We'll go ahead and call any stations now listening to the K3ORB, UHF repeater, and Ocean Pines. We're standing by for any and all check-ins.
K3MHW, Mark in Louisville, Maryland.
KC3UCQ, Brian in Newark, Maryland.
KC3SWX, Don, Ocean Pines, but at work tonight in Northern Virginia.
K3DCR, Chris in Salisbury.
All right, roger that, callers. Thank you so much for checking in to the Maryland DC Section Y Net tonight, and good evening, Marty, and everybody else on the net. Just a little bit of news about Worcester Radio Group here, and we'll jump into our comments. We had a great time relaying communication to the aid stations over at the Algonquin 50K Ultra Marathon over in the Pocomoke State Forest a couple weeks ago. Just wanted to give a huge thanks to all the volunteers that came out to help with the race. We really look forward to doing it again next year. And then in other news, too, the club is getting together the weekend of March 24th over at James Island State Park in Crisfield, Maryland. Some members are going to be camping out for the weekend and setting up stations for a Parks on the Air event. Folks are welcome to stop by and say hi during the day. With that, that's all we have for club news, so we'll go ahead and jump into our comments here, starting with Mark out there in Whaleyville, K3MHW.
Good evening, everybody. K3MHW here out in Whaleyville, Maryland. First time on this net. I'm kind of experimenting a little bit tonight. I've got 195 extra feet of coax on here. Wanted to see what the signal was like. But anyway, I don't have many comments. I'll be listening to the net, and I hope everybody has a good week.
Thank you so much, Mark. Great to hear you out there tonight. Really appreciate those comments. Next up on the list is Brian out there in Newark, Maryland. KC3UCQ.
Good evening, Mark, and to everybody on the net. No comments tonight, but I will be listening to the net. And everybody have a great evening. This is KC3UCQ, clear.
Roger, roger, Brian. Really appreciate you checking in tonight. Thanks for listening, man. Take care for now. Next up on the list is KC3SWX, Don, over here in Ocean Pines, but working in Northern Virginia tonight. Go right ahead, Don.
KC3SWX, first time on the net. Like to say hello to everybody. Just moved to Ocean Pines from Delaware officially last month. Glad to be part of the Worcester Club, a great group of guys that I've found, and some become good friends with some people. KC3SWX, back to net.
We appreciate those kind words, Don. Thank you so much. We're glad to have you part of the group, my friend. Really appreciate that. And be safe over there in Virginia. We'll catch you next time around. Next up on the list is Chris in Salisbury, K3DCR. What's new, Chris?
Hey, good evening, everybody on the net. This is K3DCR. The following isn't new information for the local guys, but the greater Maryland DC net might want to know about this. I'm going to be working with the local 4-H club starting in mid-March. We're going to be doing a mini ham radio club. So I'm going to be teaching the kids all the information for the tech test, and then we'll give them an opportunity for them to take the test and hopefully get some new young people on the air around here. I'll be happy to email you all the information, but it's something that I'm doing and the Worcester County Club is helping with, and it's exciting, and hopefully it'll lead to more youth opportunities here on the Eastern Shore. That's all I have. Back to the net.
Much appreciated, Chris. Really looking forward to that, my friend. That's an excellent thing you're doing there for the local 4-H Club. Really appreciate you checking in tonight. All right, Marty, that's all we got here from the K3ORB repeater in Ocean Pines. We'll pass it back to you, Net Control. This is K3WOC. Back to KB3MXM. Okay.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. We're going to let the repeaters reset. We're going to take a short break here. I'm going to collect some more names from the list, and we'll continue on in just a moment. Hang in there, folks. We'll be coming back in just a second. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Friday evening Maryland section EchoLink Net and Link repeaters. Okay, 24 stations checked in. Let's get started on the next group. First of all, I'd like to recognize some of our section staff. I first would like to go to the section emergency coordinator, KB3KAS. Jim, a few words from the net, please.
Okay, very good. Marty, good evening, and everybody else on the net tonight. I'm Jim, WB3KAS, located in beautiful downtown Brandywine, Maryland, just a few miles across the county line. So we're going to start off with, we've got a new EC for the section, St. Mary's County. His name is Chris, KB3 Sierra Kilo Papa. I will be meeting with him tomorrow morning down in St. Mary's. His wife, I believe, is also a ham, so I think we're going to have a lot to talk about and get him started working with the hospitals down there in St. Mary's. In May, we're having a Region 5 annual get-together with the five counties in Region 5, Montgomery, Calvert, South County, St. Mary's, and Prince George's. it's pretty, as far as the ham radio is concerned, it's pretty exciting. Can we do everything on one link with a couple of voice things as we can? But in the past, the RFP gets issued for a contractor to coordinate everything and write the plan, including injects and all that. Not supposed to start no later than 1 December. They haven't started it yet, and anybody who works with the RFPs and sending them out and reviewing them, having the lawyer take a look at it, and all that, hasn't happened yet. So we're not really sure it's going to take place, but if the exercise does not take place, we're going to go ahead with and play a little bit of radio among ourselves here. That's about it here. We'll send it back to you. A very good evening to everybody. This is WB3KAS.
Okay, Jim, very good. Hospital activities are very important also. So if you have interest in that, contact Jim, WB3KS, and he'll be interested in hearing from you. All right, now we're going to go over to, give me just a moment here to check my list, stand by. Let's go over to WB3GXW. John, thank you for letting us use the wash_echolink node. And do you have any words from the net, please?
Good evening, everybody. WB3GXW. Pay no attention to K9DOG. All right, so the news media, including amateur radio news media, is reporting that one of the balloons, quote-unquote, potentially the one that was shot down over the Yukon, is an amateur radio balloon. So there are articles out there on the web, and I posted a link on the site. So it'll be interesting how that works out. But it is what it is, and I guess we'll see how this plays out. Other than that, everybody be safe. It's going to get cold tonight, and real good turnout. I'm looking at all the stations. Last count was 34 check-ins or logged in. WB3GXW.
Wow, that's really great. And thanks again, John. Okay, I'd also like to recognize our Skywarn coordinators. I see, Tom, K3TDH, are you still Skywarn? Oh no, it says EC. EC, look, I have been on so long. All right, well, let's go to our Skywarn. Do we have any Skywarn stations that would like to give any briefings? Go ahead, please.
N3RO, Fredericks, Maryland, Skywarn.
All right, go ahead, Rick. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks, Marty. Over the winter months, our leader, Jerry, AI0K, who heads the Skywarn Ham Group, the overall Ham Group with Skywarn for all the different counties, has been busy. We've added quite a number of new county Skywarn coordinators, and we had our first Zoom meeting this month in February, and we all decided to keep coordinated. We would have a county Skywarn coordinators Zoom meeting each month, every month going forward, probably through storm season anyway, maybe into the fall. It gives us a chance to all coordinate and see what each other is doing in their counties. I know the first one was very informative and interesting. We met for an hour and a half, and things are cooking over at the National Weather Service Ham Station. A new tri-band Yagi is being purchased from DX Engineering to be installed on one of the towers there, and the HF station is being reviewed for possible upgrade. So things are happening, and we're getting ready with Skywarn for a new summer season. Back to you, Marty. N3RO, Frederick, Maryland, Skywarn.
Okay, very good. And I'll just add this, and please share this among your fellow hams, your neighbors, community leaders. You know, your smoke detector, your fire detector, your CO detectors, they warn you when there is danger in the house or in your home or at work or other places you visit. But what it doesn't do is warn you of severe weather. If you own a smoke detector or a CO detector, own a weather station, own a weather radio, set that weather radio up, make sure it's activated, make sure it's available when we have inclement weather. Smoke detectors don't detect tornadoes, and weather stations don't detect, or weather radios don't detect smoke. It's a good combination to have. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to take a break, let all repeaters reset. We'll be back in just a moment. This is KV3MXM. All right, let's cover one more repeater here, and then we'll go to stations. W3FDK, the Mid-Atlantic Wireless Communications in Frederick. Please call, please check in and call your station.
Okay, well, good evening, Marty and the group. This is KV3EOF, Sandy in Frederick, Maryland. Actually, I'm over in Middletown, but covering the Frederick area. Do we have any stations out there who would like to check in? Please check in now.
K3MMM, Mike.
Romeo Zulu.
Bob, Indian Head, Maryland.
Kilo Charlie 3, Quebec Papa Juliet, KC3, QPJ, Keymar, Maryland.
W3KB, Maryland. Whiskey Alpha 3, Hotel Echo, Mike.
All right, we got quite a group there. Let's start off with Mike. K3, Mike. Go ahead, sir, Mike.
Well, good evening, Sandy and Marty and everybody on the net. This is K3MMM, located just outside of Emmitsburg. It's been a sort of quiet month in ham radio in our world. We did Winter Field Day and had a good time with it, very successful. And we actually have some ham operations coming up next weekend, some emergency preparedness operations coming up. With that, back to net. This is K3MMM.
All right, fine business there, Mike. Yes, you mentioned the Red Cross Wind Link exercise we're having next Saturday, the 25th. Looking forward to that. First time in recent memory that we've done that. And we did have a great field day, winter field day. And, in fact, KC3QPJ, who signed in also, was instrumental in helping us place antennas using his drone. That was a very exciting event for that field day. So let's go ahead. I got one check-in that I didn't catch. It was an RZ. Bob, could you give us your full call sign again and go ahead and any comments to that?
The call sign is Kilo Bravo 3, Alpha Romeo Zulu. Bob, Indian Head, Maryland. And I know Aaron. I know N3RO, heard him before. And somebody mentioned AI0K. I definitely know Jerry. Because he has the weather net every Tuesday night on the Bluemont receiver, 147-300. Every Tuesday night at 8:30. Just good to hear everybody in here and good to hear people talking about Skywarn stuff. Parts of Southern Maryland don't like them some daggum reason. They're too worried about other stuff, but they need to wake up. KP3, ARZ back to the net.
All right, Bob. Thanks for checking in. Do appreciate it. Let's see. Richard, W3R, checked in and is listening. Thanks for the check-in, Richard. And we got Aaron, the drone captain of the sky, KC3QPJ. Aaron, do you have any comments for the net?
KC3QPJ. Well, don't butter me up too much, man. But I do appreciate the thanks, and I did want to thank Mike because I don't think he heard me earlier on the 10 o'clock net this morning. I want to thank him for having me out there. I'm sorry I couldn't stay longer, but I had a blast out there that day. It was a lot of fun, and it was good to meet a couple people that I hadn't seen in a while and the other new hands. And just to let everybody know, if you decide that you ever want to use a drone to do the type of work that I've done and you're interested, just get me. You can get, if you don't have enough information to know where to start, you can always email me, look me up on QRZ, and I do have a valid email address on there. There are certain things that need to be done before you can use a drone to do any kind of lifting like that, but it is proving to be efficient and very easy to use. I've also, since the field day, have hoisted another antenna this past week and made another hand happy. And Sandy, I got it one shot each end of the antenna line. So I was really excited that I was one and done type of thing on that. So it went real well. But I have one more to do tomorrow, and that's if the winds aren't any more than 15 to 20 mile an hour. So we'll see how that goes. But also have been getting wrapped up in the VHF world of things and just haven't put much time into it lately. I haven't had the time, but hopefully I'll have that soon. Anyway, I'm not going to ramble. I hope you all have a good weekend. This is KC3QPJ back to Nick Control.
Okay, Aaron, thanks for that. I appreciate all of your work for the club and all the fun. I was watching that. Let's see, down to Luke, W3JP. Luke, do you have any comments for the net?
I don't have any comments. I heard everyone in here just wanted a quick answer or wanted done. I have nothing constructive to add, but just checking in and saying it's like Nick Control, W3JP.
Okay, thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. And let's see, the last one I heard was WA3AKM. Go ahead, sir, if you have any comments for the net.
Good evening. This is WA3AKM. Name is Marlin, like the fish. First time on Echo Link, first time on Net, with a little encouragement and tutoring from Rick N3RO. So thank you, Rick. And just sitting back and waiting to see how it operates. As I said, maybe I didn't say, I'm in Damascus, Maryland, which is a nice hand spot. So back to Net Control.
Okay, Marlin, I appreciate you checking in. Well, as been mentioned by you, Marty, we do have a Fred Fest coming up on the 25th of March. That's going to be located at 310 Bogman's Lane there in Frederick, at the back of the firehouse. Also, we've got a 2-meter QSO challenge coming up. This will be fun on the 25th of February, a week from tomorrow. And if you want to read about any of these events, you can go to our website for the Frederick Amateur Radio Club. It is frederickarc.org, and you can get information about all of that. All right, Marty, back to you. Thanks for hosting the net, KB3EOF.
All right, thank you, Sandy. Let's take a break for the repeaters to reset, and then we'll start running down the roster. We'll take a few stations, and then we'll check those that might be waiting on the KA2JAI. So everyone stand by. Lots of good stuff coming. And we'll be be right back in just a moment. This is KB3MXM.
MMARC repeater. W.
All right, that should be enough time. Let's start down the list. The way I have it right, excuse me, the way I have it right now, let's go to KC3, UTC, no way, UTC, that's your call sign? Oh, man. Okay, let's go to KC3, UTC. Do you have any comments for the net?
Yeah, good afternoon, good evening. Yeah, this is KC3, UTC. This is my first time on the net. I'm using my iPhone. I'm located in Silver Spring, Maryland. Just want to say hello to everyone. KC3, UTC.
Wow, we're already up to the U's in the KC's. That's awesome. All right, thank you for joining. How about Kilo Charlie 3, Victor, Foxtrot, Sierra, VFS.
Good evening, everybody. This is Steve, KC, VFS. Just wanted to say hello to everyone. Still working on trying to get our systems all set up at this house. Still using the iPhone. We do have our little mobile little things now, walkie-talkies, I call them. I know they're not called that, but that's what I call them still. But we're having fun with this, so just wanted to say hello to everyone.
All right, very good. Thank you. Let's go down to Jason. N3, Whiskey Juliet Papa.
Well, thank you, everybody in the net. This is N3WJP. I'm just sitting here listening on a Friday night, getting ready for dinner, so I don't have much of a comment on that. But hopefully my signal's coming through. I haven't played with Echo Link on this phone in a while. So with that, I'll hand it back to net, N3WJP.
All right, very good. Let's go to let's go to November 2, Kilo Golf Oscar, N2KGO, Bob. All right, let's move down to John, KC3JKZ. All right, let's go to Patrick, November 3, Echo, Quebec, Juliet.
Okay, hello, Patrick here, N3QJ in Fort Washington, Maryland. And I periodically check into this net just to listen and see what's going on. I'm even though I've been a ham for about 35 years, I'm also a healthcare professional, so unfortunately, and I'm still working, and unfortunately, time is of essence with the ham radio. We really can't put in as much time as we'd like to sometimes. But in any case, nice to listen in to the net and to catch up on what's going on in the area here. And not much else to say. Certainly enjoy listening in, and 73s to everyone on the net. N3EQJ, Patrick in Fort Washington, Maryland.
All right, Patrick, thank you. And please come back and join us. November Charlie 3 Mike. Mr. Mike in Rockville.
Good evening, Marty. Everybody on the net, no specific comments. I want to wish everybody a safe weekend. I'll say 73, back to net, NC3M will be clear.
All right, thank you. Let's go down to Pam. Pam, KC3SWS. Comments, please.
Good evening, Marty, at Net Control, and hi to everyone else on the net tonight. I'm checking in from Indian Head, which is Charles County, Maryland, and I plan to continue my participation in the PG Aries hospital drills, and we have one coming up the beginning of March, so that should be fun and challenging. Back to Net Control, KB3FWS.
All right. Well, we have a few minutes before we have to ID. Let's go to our next repeater that's checked in tonight, KA2JAI. Go ahead and check in and call your stations, please.
This is N3FQC for the Millersville repeater. We'll start with calling for check-ins for the Millersville repeater. Go.
W-A-3-D-O-Y.
Kilo 3, Juliet Bravo.
November 3, Charlie Victor Alpha.
Okay, we picked up three stations thus far, and so this is N3FQC. Just a quickie is NREL Aries will be meeting at the EOC tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. In person, and Duffy Medicine, Kilo Golf 4 Kilo we'll be giving a presentation on all things Vera. So if you want to attend, the time to go, 9 a.m. at the it's Glen Burnie. You'll see there, if you remember, and take a mask. All right, so top of the list, we have WA3TOY. Kurt, your comments, please.
I just wanted to let people know that the National Weather Service, in cooperation with local OEMs, are scheduling some Skywarn classes. If anyone's interested in taking a basic Skywarn class, check out the website, the Skywarn website page on the National Weather Service Sterling website, and sign up for one of the classes. That's about all I have tonight. WA3TOY.
Thank you, Kurt. And next on the list, we have K3JJB. John, your comments, please, sir.
Well, good evening, everyone. I just wanted to check in and out and say thank you for running the net. K3JJB, clear, back to net control.
And next, we have N3CVA. Ian, your comments.
Glad to hear this on this evening, and I'll be checking that website to look up the Skywarn training. It's going to be coming very handy with the coming summertime. N3CVA, good evening.
Okay, any other check-ins before we turn it to net control?
Recheck.
Go ahead, recheck.
This is Kilo Bravo 3, Alpha Romeo Zulu, Bob in Indian Head, Maryland. I do believe Pam said she was from Indian Head, Maryland. I'd like to have a conversation from her to see where she's at in Indian Head. My apologies. Back to the net. KB3. ARZ.
This is N3XL.
I don't think there's anything else on this. I hadn't heard anything there, so I don't know. But KB3A or Z, we'll come back to you, but at this point we'll return to Marty and 3FUC.
Okay, Don, thank you very much. Yes, I have KB3ARZ wanting to speak with Pam, and we have checked in November 3, X-ray Lima. Stand by, please. All right, let's go to Alpha Bravo 3, Whiskey Romeo. Rich, you're next. All right, nothing there. Let's go to Kilo Charlie 3, Tango Lima Oscar. Don.
Roger, thank you, Net Control. I don't really have anything for the net this evening. 7-3s to all. Kilo Charlie 3, Tango Lima Oscar, back to net.
All right, very good. Hang in there, folks. We're going to get to everybody. Oh, yes, we're going to get to everybody. Let's go to Whiskey 3, Mike Oscar Echo, W3MO, your turn.
Whiskey 3, Mike Oscar Echo at Gordon in Leonardtown, Maryland. A very windy city in St. Mary's County tonight. No major comments. Enjoying the net and happy to be able to hear all the news that comes through the net. So. Back to net, this is W3MOE.
All right, Gordon, thank you very much. Let's go to Jason, November 3, Whiskey Julia Papa. All right, let's go to N3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford.
From November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Good evening, Marty. Good evening to the net. This is Milford and Bowie. And we have been doing a little bit of work here in the Bowie area. We're trying to have had our first, our inaugural meeting of the Bowie Wireless Association. We are trying to gather up the technician class hams and the ones who are thinking about it and trying to get them up and going, because there was a spark at one point in time when everybody tried to look at amateur radio as, or people look at amateur radio and think that might be interesting. I've got to do a test. Okay. I'll practice that. Once they get their test and their license, then it's set. So we want to try and get them off the perch and into some work. So we've got a little bit of a core group of meets, and it's going to grow and grow rapidly. As a matter of fact, we've already established an event that we're going to work with, and that's called Bowie Fest, which is a community-based event here in the town of Bowie. And it's visited very well by the local business leaders, the local politicians, various groups of youth, the high schools and all that. So we're very keen on that. So we haven't been doing much, but we start shaking the bushes and rattling the trees and see what comes out. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford and Bowie.
Okay, Milford, thank you very much. And the call sign, your call sign for the club is Kilo 3 Bravo Whiskey Alpha, Bowie Wireless Association. Is that correct? All right, we must lock it. Let's go to Jeff, Kilo Bravo 3, Sierra Papa Hotel. Jeff?
Good evening, Marty. Just listening tonight, good stuff. No traffic. Back to net. KB3SPH.
All right, very good, Jeff. Let's go to Kathy, Whiskey 3, Charlie, Lima Foxtrot.
Whiskey 3, Charlie, Lima Foxtrot. This is Kathy in Essex, Maryland. I'm happy to be back on the net after a little bit of a break. I'm logged in through Echolink, and I recently got my general license, and this is my first day using my new Vanity call sign. And it's 53, Charlie, Lima Foxtrot.
Wow, that's awesome. Congratulations, Kathy, on getting your general. All right, let's go now to Jim. Oh, Jim, I didn't even recognize you. I didn't see it. Let's go to Jim, WI3N.
Okay, Marty, thank you very much, and thanks for picking up the net tonight for Chris. This, I believe, will be the start of the 17th year of this net. I started it back in February of 2006, so that's good. Two other things, the Laurel Amateur Radio Club will be out on the Beltsville Agricultural Center, spotting the D.C. Roadrunners Marathon on Sunday for President's Weekend that we do yearly. And the other thing I'll mention is that the Aries Mat group has put together a memorandum of understanding and sent it up to our new director, Bob, K3RF, for him to pass on to the ARRL. So things are moving along. Thank you very much, and back to net, WI3N.
All right, very good. Thank you, Jim, for that update. Now we're going to go to WB3IGW. Dave, your comments, please.
Thank you, Marty, and good evening to everybody. This is David, WB3IGW, coming to you from Glen Burnie, Maryland, just out of Baltimore City. As Marty had mentioned earlier, the Maryland Mobileers will host its Spring Ham Fest at the Odenton Firehouse in Sunday, April the 23rd. And this past Friday, February the 10th, we had our club meeting at the historic Baldwin Hall in Millersville, Maryland, and we had a presentation on 3D printing, which was quite interesting. So that's about it, Marty. Just wanted to listen in and see what others are doing on the Maryland DC net tonight. And thanks for taking the net, I guess, for Chris. This is WB3IGW.
All right. Thank you very much. And we're going to take an ID and a quick break here. We got 5-6 more stations to do. We'll have everybody in by 9 o'clock. This is KV3MXM. You're listening to Maryland DC Section Echolink Net. Here on the WB3GXW Wash underscore Echolink node and linked repeaters. Please stand by. We'll be right back.
November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf.
All right. Let's go back to Milford, and then next is going to be Patrick. KC3NLR. Patrick is going to be next. Go ahead, Mr. Milford.
Okay. Then, sorry, Marty. Yes, to confirm. The Bowie Wireless Association's call sign is K3BWA Kilo 3 Bravo Whiskey Alpha, And we will have a web presence as Buoy Wireless, but it's in the process of being put together. It will be up and running hopefully within another couple of weeks. Thank you very much. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf.
All right, very good. Oh, yeah, I see WB3 Whiskey Yankee Golf now. We are working on the website. Okay, very good. Now let's go to Patrick. Kilo Charlie 3, November, Lima, Romeo. All right, let's go to Bob. November 2, Kilo, Golf Oscar, N2KGO.
All right, let's see if this works out this time. Good afternoon, or actually good evening to everyone from Northeast D.C. Not a lot of traffic for the net, so we'll pass it back to Net Control. Thanks a lot.
All right, very good. Great audio on that side. Let's go to KC3, Victor, Foxtrot, Sierra, Steven. Okay, we're almost there. Let's go to K3DON, Mr. Don.
Good evening. This is K3DON. Are you hearing me okay there, Marty?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear. Go ahead.
All righty. The Harford County Aries Races Group is holding a recruiting event April the 6th. That is at the Harford County EOC, which is located at 2220 Addy Road in Forest Hills, Maryland. And all those that are interested in attending, they should, well, I forgot, there is food and refreshments as well. That will begin at 6 o'clock p.m. and the meeting will follow at 7 p.m. Anyone that's interested in attending that event should send an email to Harford Aries Races at gmail.com. And that way we'll know just about how much food we're going to need for the event. Other than that, that's about it from here, Marty. Thanks for running the net tonight. And we had a great audience so far. 73 K3DON.
Okay, Don, and thank you. I really appreciate the encouragement here. Let's go with Larry. KC3, Victor, November, Papa.
Good evening, everyone. This is Larry in Elk Ridge, Maryland, from KC3, Victor, November, Papa. I am a brand new general class license, brand new to ham radio, and this is my first time on Echolink. I'm using a borrowed handheld, but soon to pick up a new one. Would appreciate some recommendations. I am interested in getting situated in the Aries Races network in Howard County. I contacted Chris about that, and he pointed me in this direction. But I guess I'd like some more information on how I can really get plugged in. That's it for me. Back to you, Marty. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Well, Larry, you can start with contacting the Section Emergency Coordinator. You have Section Emergency Coordinator, and his call sign is his email address. It's Whiskey Bravo 3, Kilo Alpha Sierra, K3KAS, at AOL.com, I guess, AOL.com, and his name is Jim. If you start there, he can get you going in the right direction. Get you in touch with the Howard County Aries group down there. I hope that helps. Back to you.
Copy that, Marty. Whiskey Bravo 3, Kilo Alpha Sierra at AOL.com. Name is Jim, Howard County Emergency Coordinator. Thanks so much. I'll get a hold of him. This is KC3BNP out.
All right. And he's the section coordinator for all of Maryland, D.C. All right, Now, I don't know if this is going to be last on my list, but it is the last one I have on my list. No, it's next to last. I have to get to November 3 XL. You're next after this. Let's go with Fred, Kilo Bravo 3, Tango, Romeo, Romeo. All right, nothing heard there. Let's go with November 3, X-Ray Lima.
Good evening. This is M3XL. I'd like to make a little bit of an announcement here, a plug for our MDC Winlink email group. I am the coordinator for the monthly check-ins, and we've instituted a more advanced challenge, Winlink Challenge Program, in that we have incorporated the VARAC, V-A-R-A-C program, and found it to be a good way to do short messaging at a station, not necessarily manned, text messaging. It's a very good program that has a lot of features, and we're going to be adding that to our check-in as well as the challenge. So that's it for me. 73 to everybody. Have a good night.
All right, very good. Appreciate that. Thank you. Let's go to Kilo Bravo 3, Alpha Romeo Zulu. I got your check-in. A few words for the net, please.
3, ARZ. Wonderful net. I'm getting confused. Too many different frequencies or whatever coming in here. Confusing me a little bit. I'm kind of half asleep, but not half asleep. I'm still trying to, I'd like to contact Pam in Indian Head, Maryland. Because I live in Indian Head, Maryland. And I there's two of them. There could be two of them. I know there's two Newmarket, Maryland, so maybe she's in a different Indian Head. If she's in Indian Head, she's not that far away from me because it's not that big. It's KB3. ARZ, back to the net.
Okay, very good. All right, folks, that's it for this evening. It's right on 9 o'clock. I'm going to give an opportunity for any alibis, any stations with alibis that would like to share with the net. Your call sign, please.
Whiskey 3, Tango, Delta Hotel.
Oh, Tom, I'm sorry. Did I miss you? I didn't miss you, did I? W3TDH, I might have skipped right over you. Did I?
Well, you mentioned me under Skywarn, and then you said I was a GC, and I'm both. And I just wanted to say how delighted I am to see people getting more active with Aries and trying some new things. And I've been trying to hook up some equipment loans to the people in the Aries mat in our division. So things are chucking right along, and I appreciate the efforts people are making. Back to net, W3TDH.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you all for joining us this evening and participating in the Maryland DC section of Echolink. It's been a very, very productive net and a very well participating, a very well attended net this evening. I want to thank all of you on behalf of Chris, your section manager, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf, and your section staff. Thank you very much for joining. We have 52. Let me check that. Let me verify. We have 52 check-ins this evening. Congratulations to all of you. And please come back and join us again next month on the third Friday at 8 p.m. here on Wash_DC. Be safe, be well, and be on the air. 73's all. This is KB3 MXM. Good night. Hey, John, are you still doing bulletins?
I'm going to try and start doing them soon. I'm getting slowly but surely getting back to normal. John Elgin called me and said the Newsline bulletin for this weekend was very, very interesting about the balloon that got taken out by the Air Force or the U.S. military over Yukon, over.
Oh, roger on that. Okay, very good. I just wanted to check with you. All right, I've got to run. Everyone have a good night. 73s, KB3 MXM.
Yeah, back to winter again, WB3 GXW. It was 59 this morning, it's 36 now.
WB3 GXWF.
3, ARZ monitoring.